Now you said she had dark shades.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of shades did she have?
Oh, you see that over there to the window?
Uh-huh.
Well, now, instead of it being that color, it was a dark green. A real dark green. And see, to pull it down, you couldn't see through it at all.
So there were rollers.
Uh-huh, and it made the room real dark, you know, like that for her.
So the shades are rollers. Are there any kind of shades that aren't on rollers?
Yeah, they have roll up. You could roll them up like that.
Have you ever seen any shades that aren't on rollers?
That don't roll up?
That aren't on rollers.
Oh, no, I hadn't ever seen them.
That's interesting that you don't have any glass windows in your house. Well,
and we didn't have running water like we have in the house now. We'd have to go out to the well and draw the water. Either, you know, when the pumps, you know, got where the pumps was available. Very few people had pumps.
Hand pumps?
Mm-hmm. We'd have to pump that water. And so they mostly would have wells, you know, like that. And draw water, you know, and we'd have buckets to take that water in the house at night, so we'd have water through the night, you know, and the next morning when they got up to get ready to cook, we'd already have our water inside the house.
Did your well ever freeze?
No, it never did freeze.
I didn't know if
that would
freeze out in the wintertime.
They were too deep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at that particular time, they didn't have refrigerators and things like they have now, and I've known the time. The people who was on the farm, and they would have these cows. They would milk the cows, and when they churn, they would put that milk in a jug and put it on this rope and let it down in the well. And they would do that to keep that milk cool. And they have did butter like that because they didn't have refrigerators just to keep it in like we have now.
Is that how they kept things cool?
Mm-hmm. To keep it cool, if they want it cool, you know, in the summertime, like that.
Well, have you ever seen something like that that people might have had before they had refrigerators that maybe was a sort of a trough-like thing dug out, had maybe a stream or a spring coming up in it that you can put jugs down in like that?
No, I don't think I've seen that because I remember, you know, like when my daddy was on the farm, like he would have this well and he'd make a trough, a long trough, go from the well and down to the lot where he would have his horses and mules, and he'd pour the water from the well in this trough and it would run down that trough into the container for the horses to drink out of. I've seen that.
Now, what's the lot? You said you had a lot for the horses and mules. So what's that?
See, just like that building out there?
Uh-huh.
Well, now, that would be called a barn. And then they would build a fence around it for the horses to stay in so they wouldn't have to be confined in the barn in a stall. Let's say, just like we was in the room. See, the horses would have a stall, and they call it a stall, you know. And they'd let them out in that pen to keep them from being confined all day and all night in that one, so they could have the exercise.
So they could get around.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, tell me about building fires. How'd you build a fire? That's how you use your house, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, they would have kindling. And they would take this kindling and take a match and strike to this, light this kindling, and put this kindling down in the fireplace, and then they would put the wood on top of this kindling, and from that it would begin burning. Mm-hmm.
Well, so what was the kindling?
It was, we would call it lighter, fat lighter. You know, it would come from a stump, from an old pine tree. Had been cut down in something other like that. We would call it fat lighter, but we'd cut it up in small pieces and call it splinters, is to start the fire with.